This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply and Michael McCarter joining us. The nonprofit group is called Move Oregon's Border. And Mike, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Your group's going to have a rally in Douglas County tomorrow. Talk about the idea and what your group is advocating take place.
Well, our group, Move Oregon's Border, is a movement, grassroots, people-to-people, about moving the Oregon-Idaho border to the base of the Cascade Mountains and south, covering Douglas, Coos, Curry, Josephine, and Jackson counties.
And how did this idea get started?
Well, you know, researching it, when I got involved in it, all the way back to 2015, there was a farmer in LeGrand who had this idea and floated it out there about adjusting the border for eastern Washington and eastern Oregon. But it probably goes all the way back to even into the late 30s when the State of Jefferson movement was talking about readjusting and creating a new state.
Yeah, I know when I was growing up in eastern Oregon in, a long time ago, let's just put it that way, the State of Jefferson idea was out there, and it still gets bannered about periodically, but of course nothing has ever taken place. Do you have kind of a background being involved in politics, or tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a born and raised Oregonian. I was 72 years, born out of the in the Portland area, raised outside of Gresham on a farm there. Veteran during the Vietnam era, came back home, couldn't wait to get back to Oregon. Worked in the Willamette Valley in the nursery industry. Became the president for the Oregon Association of Nurserymen, and then the president for Agribusiness Council of Oregon. So I traveled the state and got a pretty good pulse on our state as far as a conservative, for the most part, rural state trying to exist. And right now, things are being controlled by the northwest corner of Oregon. You know, it's in the news all the time of what's going on in the legislature up there, and we are not being heard. So it has been sitting and bubbling underneath the surface for 4 or 5 years, and now it's caught some traction, and it is literally erupting throughout Oregon.
What kind of response are you getting from folks around Douglas County?
Great response. I mean, super. You know, it's a situation where Douglas County was one of the first counties to accept our initiative petition, and we brought that out on our group Facebook page for Greater Idaho, and it just went crazy.
And talk about the process. Now, you've got to go to each county over a certain period of time and try to get these on the ballots in multiple counties. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yes. We decided not to take this as a statewide initiative. We're taking it county by county, and the voters are going to be asking their county commissioners when the vote passes in November to take the word up to Salem, to the Oregon legislature, and say, our county wants to become a county of Idaho. And so taking it 19 counties piece by piece is a bigger job than we thought in the beginning, but we're working our way through it right now. We're 3 counties approved, and another 13 applied for yesterday, so we're continuing on.
Have you talked to folks in Idaho, in the Idaho government, what their response is to this?
I've reached out to Governor Little and got some word back through one of his people in his office there. You know, approaching Idaho with this concept without a sense of where the Oregon counties are come from, they're not going to respond a lot. But once the votes start coming in and passing through and the number of counties adding up, then it becomes a real issue. But until that time, it's basically just back channel talking and nothing really official.
So you have the rally tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock in the community conference hall at the fairgrounds. What's going to take place at the rally?
Well, you know, we started this and just asked, well, can we have a meeting of a few folks there? And David from the Roseburg Beacon said, okay, hang on, I'll get right back to you. And then come to find out we're doing it at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, and we decided to turn it into a rally at that point. Bringing down petitions, collecting signatures, just doing a rally to let people know what's going on and the progress. There's people are really chomping at the bit out there. There's a lot of impatience, and they want to see some movement, and they want it now. We're trying to stay out ahead of it and make sure that we've got petitions available for each one of these counties as it starts to come up. So Douglas County is the first one we're launching.
In the past week or so, I've done a number of interviews, both in this time slot and in the noon hour, with members of the legislative delegation from around Oregon, and particularly here in Douglas County. And a number of times it's been brought up about this urban-rural divide.
Yeah, we really don't look at it as a political divide, even though the political parties attach themselves to certain areas. But it is urban versus rural. It is conservative versus liberal out there. And rural Oregon is just, it's not being heard. The representatives aren't heard in Salem during the legislative session. And there is an agenda going on in Salem right now from the liberal side that is just, they don't care what the other side says. They're just going to try to get their way about it.
Now, Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis tells me you have to collect 2,955 signatures in the county to get it on the ballot, and you've got until a date in, I think it's 2022, to do it, but it sounds like you're trying to get it on the ballot for this fall.
Every county, our deadline is August 5th of 2020, this year, and that will take and put it on the November election. And so We're not just satisfied with 2,955 signatures. We set our goal at 4,000 because, you know, some of them will be tossed out, and we do not want to get into a situation where we came up short on signatures.
So the rally again tomorrow, 10 a.m., Douglas County Fairgrounds. The group is called Move Oregon's Border. Michael McCarter. Mike, anything else you want to tell folks?
Let everybody know it's taking place indoors. So if it's a little wet outside, it's not going to affect us at all.
All right. Mike McCarter, chief petitioner from Move Oregon's Border. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you. Anytime.
8:39. That's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.